Those of you that have been listening to my podcast for a while know that I have a really big thing about addiction and making everyone aware of everything that's going on. Well, back in March, I met two ladies and had them on the podcast, and we went ahead and put our heads together. We decided to create something in an effort to bring awareness to communities about the devastating effects of addiction, and also to spread the hope about the possibility of recovery. So with that said, this is Rage Talk. Wendy, why do people confuse not using with recovery?
I think that's one of the biggest misconceptions, that people think that if you're not drinking or using drugs that you are in recovery. Recovery is definitely a mindset, and when you do not replace your bad habits with new and healthy recovery steps and implement different types of behaviors, you're still doing the same thing, but you're not using or drinking. So one of the best things that you can do for yourself is to have growth in your recovery rather than just abstain from drugs and alcohol. It's often referred to as the dry drunk syndrome. Dry drunk syndrome is a behavior that will vary from person to person depending on the length of time they have been using drugs or alcohol based on the amount of alcohol they drink daily, et cetera, et cetera. But it means that you are still living in the world that you were as an active alcoholic or addict, but you're not changing your behaviors.
So technically then, even though you're not using, that doesn't mean you're sober, correct?
Correct. It means that you're not using, but you're still using all of the same behaviors and not doing anything to heal from your disease.
So to heal, which is the recovery process, and I don't know if you can go into detail about this, but explain what is the recovery process.
Well, at Rage Against Addiction, in our houses, we have our ladies follow the 12-step program. The 12-step program is a guide to getting you on the right path to recovery. It helps dig deep. It really does.
Which, and I believe that that's something that a lot of people don't realize, even though they're not using and they think they're recovered, they're not. That 12-step program, when you go through recovery, does make a huge difference.
It does. If you're not living in that program, you're not growing as a person. And there's a lot of programs that you can go through. You don't have to just do the 12-step program.
Right.
There's Celebrate Recovery. There's a lot of different techniques that you can use. But you're not growing if you're not changing your thinking, your habits, and your behaviors. And that's really the difference between not using and being in recovery.
For peer support, feel free to contact Rachel at 443-504-8488. You can follow Rage Against Addiction on Facebook, Instagram, or at our website, RageAgainstAddiction.org, for more information. Thank you.